they were the initial aggressors. Two, they didn't have to attack because they knew we constituted no threat to them whatsoever. We kept repeating that. We told them we were unarmed civilians. We told them that we'd been checked at the port that we departed from. And we told them also that we would be willing to submit to additional checks by a neutral body, whether it be the UN or the ICRC. We weren't hiding anything at all. And therefore, there was absolutely no justification in using this kind of violence against us. I mean, they sent out armed commandos to attack unarmed ships carrying only aid headed for the Gaza Strip.
This is a friend of mine, Akram, who was shot. This bullet was in his pocket, like here. He just was sleeping when he was shot from the helicopters. The bullet went straight from here into his heart. Another friend of mine who was just basically taking a picture, he's a journalist, he was shot here. His brain fell in my hands. I had his white brain in my hands. I mean, he'd done nothing.
We didn't have guns. We were, you know, grabbing chairs and, you know, the boys were taking like whatever they could get hold of, like broomsticks and so forth. And it was just completely disproportionate. And
slain victims were shot a total of 30 times, many at close range. The Guardian newspaper reports five of those killed were shot either in the back of the head or in the back. An autopsy showed he was shot at close range, once in the chest, four times in the head.
Allah'ın izniyle buradaki arkadaş the ship there are some injured passengers now on board. Yaralılarımız var. Suç işliyor demek istemiyorum. Her taraf suç ve şu anda her tarafta saldırı var. Yani bir